Hebrews chapter 12 tonight as we begin this new study. We're going to be studying the three verses here of Hebrews 12, the first three verses, called the burden of baggage. The burden of baggage. And as we progress in this study, it will make a whole lot of sense, probably even tonight. I tried to set this aside for a couple weeks just to prepare even more for it, and the Lord would not let me put it aside. So we all need it. I know I need it, so I guess that's what the Lord's trying to teach us tonight through this study. So let's begin tonight in Hebrews chapter 12. Number one, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So take your attention back to verse 1, where it says, let us lay aside every weight. We'll be focusing on that phrase for this study in this series. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the mercy and grace that you have bestowed on us and continually bestow on us. We're so unworthy of your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for your forgiveness. Lord, we strive to be good Christians, but you want us to strive to be great Christians. You want us to run the race that's set before us and to run it well. I pray through this study that you will help us to see some of the weights that we're holding on to that's burdening us, and it's the extra baggage that we're carrying that we need to lay aside so we can run the race that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and bringing us here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us lay aside every weight. The Bible is clear that there are things in our lives that are contrary to what God has for us. The Bible here in verse 1 of chapter 12 of Hebrews talks about sins that beset us and weights that we need to lay aside. Now, the sins is easy to understand. Sins are opposed to scriptural commands, and they keep us from walking in step with the Holy Spirit by leading us in love other things. We're loving other things more than we're loving Jesus. That's the sins that beset us. But Hebrews also says to lay aside something called weights. Weights are things that weigh us down. That's a profound definition. Weights are things that fall into another category different from sin. They are not sinful and of themselves, but for a particular point in life, they are not helpful for our spiritual health. Weights are not always sinful things, but when faced with a decision in life, we can choose the good, the okay, or we can choose the better or the best. Those are some of the weights. Some of those weights make us choose the good and the okay versus the better and the best. Weights keep us from the joy that Jesus has set for us. He has a joy for us. As we run our race, He wants us to have that joy. Along with those besetting sins, repenting of those sins, we also develop a lifestyle of throwing off weights that are hindering our spiritual growth. The problem, though, is we really struggle to say no to ourselves. We have a problem when it comes to obeying the command to lay aside weights, some good things, because we exist in a culture where saying no to ourselves isn't the norm. We don't like saying no to ourselves. Our say no to self muscles are extremely weak. They have been weakened so much that they are almost non-existent. And when it becomes necessary for us to lay aside some things, not sin, but things that are hindering our furtherance with the walk of Christ, the race that we have, we don't have the muscles to say no to ourselves and to those good and okay things. The army of Alexander the Great faced this problem. They had been advancing on the nation of Persia to conquest it. And at one critical point, it appeared that Alexander the Great's troops would be defeated by the Persian army. The soldiers had been on a long campaign, victory after victory after victory with the leadership of Alexander the Great. But when they took the spoils of each of these victories, they are cumbered, they are weighted down by these spoils that they have captured from their victories and their conquests. So much so that they were losing their effectiveness as an army in combat. Alexander the Great commanded his troops. He witnessed, he saw that these weights, these spoils of war, not bad things, some good things, but would prosper their lives back home and help their families, but he realized, Alexander the Great realized, as a great leader of his people, he said, these things, just because they are not bad things, but just because they are good things, they are weighing my troops down. So much so that they are ineffective as soldiers. So he commands that all the spoils of victory be thrown into one large heap and to be burned. Well, of course, the soldiers are complaining bitterly that this would help them in their way of life back home. But they soon relinquished the spoils and allowed Alexander the Great to burn these treasures. Someone wrote about what had happened with Alexander the Great and his troops as they were facing defeat by the Persians, that it was as if wings had been given to those soldiers, and now they walked lightly again. Victory was assured. They had gotten rid of those weights. Over in 1 Corinthians, hold your place in Hebrews. We'll be in a few places in 1 Corinthians tonight. Look first at chapter 6. Paul writing to the church at Corinth, and we understand the church of Corinth was one of those places that was a very carnal, worldly city, and it had influenced the culture and it influenced the people of the city. And when Paul came and led many to the Lord and his team, they had to lose that baggage of the carnal things, the fleshly things, the pleasure things, the things that made life easy and fun. In chapter 6 and verse 12 of 1 Corinthians, Paul writes to the church here and says, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." Paul is saying all things not explicitly called sin are lawful, are okay for me. Those things that are sin, we know that we need to abstain from. we need to stay away from those things. But these things that are not sin, they're lawful to me. They're okay for me to have. But he says not all of them are helpful. Not all are helpful. Notice in chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians, he says something very similar in chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians verse 23. He says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Not all things that are okay for me to have, not all things that are good for me to have, they don't build me up. They don't edify me. They don't exhort me to do more for Christ. They weigh me down. They are burdens. They are baggage. Paul is telling the Corinthian believers that they are asking the wrong question because they are questioning Paul. Why should we give these things up? They're not sinful things. They're not bad things. And Paul tells them that they're asking the wrong question and that their focus is off. Instead of focusing on what is technically permissible, that is okay to have and all right to have, Paul challenges them to ask, what might be helpful for me to lay aside in order to run the race that's before me? Those good things, those okay things, those permissible things. What is it that keeps hindering you and I from living a life of spiritual victory, one after another after another? Do we struggle with a particular habit? Do we have a particular attitude or a burden or a fear that keeps us from running our race of faith the way we ought to? If so, we probably already know some of our weight. And I guess we've probably already at least considered, if not prayed, and asked the Lord to give us the victory. Every now and then we tolerate things in our lives that make it difficult for us to walk pleasing God constantly. And we know we're not pleasing God. When we know we're not pleasing God, we're typically not happy with ourselves. Well, you know that weight, and we need to lay that aside, but you know, I like that weight. Think of an 8-year-old that's got a backpack on, and he has a high schooler's books in his backpack. He's probably going to fall backwards. You think of some of the math books and the English books. Those are large textbooks. And if he has all of the high schooler's books in an elementary school's backpack, he can't carry it. It's too much for him. It is baggage. It is a burden. It is a weight that he needs to lay aside. This is one of those things in Hebrews that the writer is trying to tell us we need to lay aside. The word lay aside back in Hebrews chapter 12, we'll be back momentarily to Corinthians. In Hebrews chapter 12, that word, two words, lay aside. Let us lay aside every weight. They form a compound. These two words, when they're found together in the original writings, they form a compound word. And it gives us a picture. This picture is someone who was laying aside something, laying something down, but at the same time, pushing it away from himself. That is the connotation of this laying aside. It is setting it down and pushing it away. It means to lay something down and to push it as far away and beyond reach as possible. This word implies a deliberate action, a deliberate decision to make a permanent change of something. I'm going to lay it aside and push it away. And Hebrews 12:1, again, it refers to these attitudes and these actions by the word weight. The word weight describes a burden or something so heavy and cumbersome that it impedes a runner running his race as he should. It's an athletic term. This term is talking about a runner trying to run a race, but he can't run it like he should because he is burdened down with something so heavy that it impedes, it hinders his running. This word was particularly used in the athletic world of the ancients to signify the action of an athlete who would deliberately strip himself of extra weight before participating in a competition. He did this number of ways. The ancient athletes used to practice running with weights as they exercise. They would strap weights to their ankles and to their legs and to their back and to their hips. And they would exercise and practice running with these weights. It's used in basketball today as they're training basketball players to jump. They are putting weights on their ankles and trying to help them to strengthen their leg muscles. Now, of course, they don't leave these on when the competition, when they're in a game, they take those off. The same for the ancient athletes. As they had strapped these things on, these weights on, when it came time for a race, they laid aside the weights. The idea was to build up their strength during training, during practice. What would help them during training by building muscles would hinder them, would slow them down, would burden them if they tried to race with these things. This athletic laying aside process included the loss of excess flesh through dieting and exercise. They had a strict regimen of what they would eat as ancient runners. Then on the day of the actual competition, they stripped off nearly all their clothes so no extra weight would slow them down and hinder their race. They had an eye on a prize. So it was determined to strip off every weight that potentially kept them from being the best runner they could be. Now we need to be aware that at some point, the things that have helped us in life can hinder us in life. Those good things, those okay things. We need to realize that at some point we need to lay aside these things and to go on without them. These things are, as we've said, not necessarily wrong or sinful. They just aren't the best decision. Not all of our choices are black and white. Not all of our choices are between right and wrong. Many of our choices are between what's good and what's better. Those are the tough choices. Sometimes we have to give up to lay aside the good to gain the best. It sends a strong message to us, Christians. If we want to please God, and I know we all do, and to do something significant with our lives, and I know we all want to do that, we have to choose to remove anything from our lives that would hinder those objectives. The athlete of the ancient world didn't become unweighted by accident. He dropped all excess weight on purpose and with action of dieting and exercise. This stripping process demanded his attention, his decisions, and his devotion. It wasn't going to happen by accident. He had to initiate a process of removal, of laying aside. You know, if we think of these athletes as they have tried to run a race loaded with extra weight, they certainly would not have been able to run their best, but probably not that far. Exactly what sinful habits and attitudes do to our walk with the Lord. Those sins that beset us, we need to get rid of those. But those weights, as we identify them in the coming weeks, we need to learn to lay them aside. If we don't remove them, they will eventually weigh us down and could possibly hinder our running the race God has for us to run. So here's the critical question. What is hindering your race? What's hindering yours and my race for the Lord? Two men are riding on a tandem bicycle. They're going up a very steep hill. They were panting and perspiring and puffing all the way, and all their worth they were pedaling to get up that hill. As they neared the top of the hill, the first man said, "That was the toughest climb I've ever had." The second man said, "It certainly was. I'm exhausted. If I had not kept the brake on, we would have slid down the hill backwards for sure." That back guy was a little bit of a weight. Need to lay it aside. Jesus has called us to run a race. And all of us have a race to run that's different from others. It's called a faith race. It's a long distance, multi-terrain, cross-country race. Now, you probably wouldn't believe this, but I ran cross-country in high school. And cross-country doesn't do the track. We go out in the woods, and you run, and you jump over ditches, and you run, and you trip over the stumps, and you trip over roots, and you run out into around the lakes, and you come back, and it's quite an exerting race. But you're not going around and around and around in a track. You're out in the woods, and you're out in the landscape running, jumping over obstacles, and it's a long-distance race. It's a multi-terrain race. That's what God's called us to do, to be those type of runners that we will overcome those obstacles that come in our way. But if we have weights weighing us down, we have baggage that we're carrying, we're not going to make it over the ditches and the roots and the stumps. They're going to trip us up. I know we've been trying to run the race God has for us. But have you ever asked yourself, why is it so hard? Why do I get winded so quickly? Why are others running past me at a faster pace? What's wrong with my race, my running? An endurance race is hard enough when you're running light. But it's still harder and often impossible if you're trying to run lugging around extra weight. Competitive long-distance runners lay aside everything except what's absolutely necessary. That's what we need to do as well. Because the stakes of winning or losing this race that we're in is higher than winning an Olympic marathon. Winning our race is going to require three things from us. At least three things. It's going to require our intention. Our intention. Look over now at 1 Corinthians 9. To win our race, it's going to require our intention. intention. We are going to have to do things intentionally. We need to run with intention. Notice 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. To run that ye may obtain. We need to run this race like there is an intention to win this race. And there's not just one winner in the Christian's race. We can all be winners. So we must run with intention. Running so that you and I may obtain the prize that God has for us. To do this, we must carefully examine what we're carrying with us. We must identify what our weights are and resolve to do whatever it takes to lay them aside so that we may run with intention. Verse 25 again says, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." We must run not only with intention, but we must run with focus. We have to have goals. We have to have an aim, a target. If we have a target, we can aim for that target. We have to have goals so we can try to achieve those goals. Our goal is that incorruptible crown. We must run with focus. Though all Christians share similarities in our races, the Lord gives each of us a unique race to run. And not everyone's weights are the same. What may be a weight for you may not be a weight for someone else. So we must be careful comparing weights. We are responsible for running our race. Over in Ephesians 5:17, understand what the will of the Lord is. God wants us to know what His will is for our lives. And once we have figured that out, and He tells us that from His Word, once we understand the will of the Lord for us, that race that He has for us to run, then over in Hebrews 13:5, we need to be content with the race that He has given us and focus on how we can run it the best we can without carrying around the track or through the woods weights that we don't need to carry with us. But then also, verse 26 and verse 27 of 1 Corinthians 9. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. We need to run with intention, we need to run with focus, but we need to run with discipline. Serious runners discipline their bodies. They train by constant practice to discern how best to run their race. They lay aside every weight they can find. And in our race, we need to identify those weights. Sin is not one of these weights. Sins beset us, and we know they're wrong. It's a skill acquired through constant practice to identify weights that you're carrying. So don't be discouraged that you haven't mastered your race yet. Don't give up. Keep at it. Do it again and again and again because it's a life journey. Through this study, we'll examine some of the weights that impede or hinder our race for the Lord. We won't be able to hit them all. I don't know your weights. You don't know my weights. But we'll hit the general ones. We'll share some principles of how to get rid of those weights. So if we don't cover your weight, then you have the principles on how to get rid of your weight, how to lay it aside. Now, this isn't a one-time laying aside. It should be, but that's not how we work. And the definition of this word, we lay it aside and push it away. But typically, we as human beings will go pick it back up, carry it again. So it's a constant thing that we have to do. So through this study, we'll examine the baggage, the weight that we carry along the way, and the burden it causes. The Holy Spirit is urging you and I to take a good look at our lives and then remove everything that weighs us down and keeps us from running the race God has for us. We must be honest with ourselves and with God. We should make a commitment as we start this series. We should make it a commitment and a decision that during this series, we are determined to identify and lay aside those unnecessary burdens, those weights, the baggage that we carry, as we strive to run the race. Let us ask the Lord, help us to identify them, and then help us to lay them aside. That's our new study, as the burden of the baggage we'll be studying this quarter. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the study you have before us. My, what a study. We all have weights that we carry around daily. And as we start to look at these things, Lord, help us to make a commitment to decide to, once identified, help us to lay it aside. Help us strive not to pick it back up. But Lord, when we do, and if we do, help us to remember the principles on how to lay it aside again. You want us to run a race that glorifies you. You have given us each a particular race to run, talents and abilities to use during the race. Lord, I pray that you would help us to fully examine our lives and to identify the weights. And when we identify them, Lord, help us not to hang on to them, but to lay them aside. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the Word of God, that we can learn these lessons. Now teach us and instruct us as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray.